All right, good evening, everyone. We're going to call for order the Fluvanna County Board of Zoning Appeals meeting for February the 20th, 2018. The first item on our agenda is our organization meeting for 2018. So first, we need to elect a chairman. So I'm going to open the floor at this time for nominations for chairman.
I'll move to elect Harold Morris as chair of the board for this year.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
The record should show that Mr. Pankowski seconded.
All right. And with that, I'll turn it over to the chairman.
Okay. We'll now need a motion for the vice chairman.
I'll move to elect Dr. Von Kesserling as the vice chairman of the board.
Second.
Any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Do we have to do something about a secretary or whatever?
Yeah, do we need to?
Does Mr. Stewart serve as our secretary again this year, or will that be a role?
Does he, Mr. Stewart?
Will be serving as secretary. Okay.
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't have to be voted on, though, does it?
No.
Oh, okay.
We did last year.
I think all we just do is
we heard to vote on.
You can approve it.
Necessary. All in favor of Mr. Stewart serving as secretary? Favor?
Aye.
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 Good. Take care of that. Thank you.
Congratulations. Back to the senior planner now.
So the minutes.
Do we have minutes to address?
Want to read?
I just need to accept the
vote of our meeting schedule of 2018.
So I'll make the motion that we accept the minutes as written.
Well, before you do that, you need to accept the bylaw of the meeting schedule.
Oh, okay.
So motion is on the screen.
When you do this once a year, you don't remember what you do.
Okay, I so move.
I second.
All that stuff.
Second Tuesday.
It's all written up there.
And the time will be advertised at 7 p.m. Is that correct? I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And there's a calendar in your pamphlet, too, that shows those dates that we'll be meeting and the time. So
did it say the second Tuesday up there? Because the calendar says the third Tuesday.
In fact, the third.
So we got a problem.
Third Tuesday.
Yeah.
As you know, the second Tuesday is planned.
Right. So that
screen was referenced in November because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
So
that was just that one. That was just that one Tuesday.
Okay, I understand. I got you.
Well, since it was third Tuesday,
yeah.
So you say except for the November, which is the second Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
I understand.
Now, the calendar is in 2018, but yeah, November is the fourth Tuesday, not the second. You'll have to forgive us. Like you said, we only do this once a year.
Chairman, the issue is the motion, there was some confusion over it being the second Tuesday. The intent was to have it as the third Tuesday of the month, except in November. And in November, it would be the fourth Tuesday to accommodate the Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay.
I think that's
fourth or second Tuesday? It says second up there.
That's
an error?
No, that's one of them is an error.
Now no, I'm all circled.
Well, the Planning Commission meets.
So, Mr. Chairman, do you want us to amend the motion, or at this point, are we okay from a procedural standpoint with what we've done?
We'll amend it to the fourth Tuesday.
Let me do that. The November meeting will be on the 27th of November.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And then, Mr. Zimmer would be a busy boy if you did it on the second Tuesday.
Yeah.
I would say so. I don't know. He may be talented.
Oh, he is. Told you, Fred, just a dumb forester, man. Just a dumb forester.
I'm not going to address Mr. Zimmer on the record.
He's a confirmed
or denied. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes from the last meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Or whatever.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we're ready for the staff report. We would need to go to...
We have an applicant for Timothy Reese from Del Terra Farm LLC. He is present, I believe. And would you like to make a presentation on it?
I'll give a brief presentation for a DZ application 1801 submitted by Del Terra Farm LLC. This is a request from Section 22-4-3C of the Blue Banner County Zoning Ordinance to allow for the reduction of the minimum road frontage required along a public road. The applicant is requesting to reduce the required 300 feet to 296.59 feet for the purpose of being able to subdivide 8.869 acres from the existing parcel, which is currently 11.558 acres. And the parcel is specifically identified as tax map 4A38. So again, on the screen, I just summarized what the applicant is requesting. Just so that you know, there is an approved special use permit for this property that was approved in May of 2014 to establish a landscaping material supply business on the project. That business has been established and is in operation. The applicant is now desiring to subdivide the property in order to have the business operate on one parcel and then use the remainder of the property to construct a home. So this is the concept plan submitted by the applicant. The current property lines include the entire perimeter around here. This is the current perimeter of the property, and everything shown in red is what the applicant would like to subdivide off the existing parcel. So this would be the remainder here where the landscape and supply materials business operates. And then this is the remainder of the property. So the applicant is requesting for this road frontage here in red to be less than 300 feet. And this was the concept plan that was approved with the special use permit application. As you can see, at the time of the special use proposal, there was a proposed home site shown in the area of the property where he's requesting to subdivide 8.869 acres off. And in this corner here is the existing landscape material supply business here, the existing storage building. So Section 22-43C of the Blue Banner County Zoning Ordinance states that all public roads are required to have 300 feet of frontage. And just to clarify, that's public roads with the exception of routes 250, 15, 6, 53, and 616. Those routes are required to have 500 feet, but all other public roads are required to have 300. This is the zoning map, which shows the subject property and the surrounding area to be zoned A1, which is our agricultural general district. And then this is an aerial of the site, which if you see here in this corner of the property, that's where the landscape and material supply business has been developed. And the applicant would be using the portion which shows some vegetation on that part. That's where he would be establishing the residential use. And then, as you can see from the aerial, there's some residential uses around the property as well. This is a photograph to show what the front of the property looks like on Paynes Mill Road. This is the existing entrance to the property here, and then this is the existing storage building, which is associated with the landscape and material supply business. And over in the right is the remainder of the portion of the property that the residential use would be constructed. And then these photographs here shows the road frontage. The photograph on the right, well, excuse me, the photograph on the left is looking north on Paynes Mill Road. You can can see the existing storage building there. And then the photograph on the right is looking south on Paynes Mill Road. And somewhere beyond the mailbox and the sign here is where the property line would be established if the variance were granted. So to conclude, on the screen are the five criteria that the board has to consider in the granting of a variance. Those five criteria are also in the staff report. And that concludes the staff presentation. The suggested motion is on the screen. And the applicant is present this evening. I can try to answer the questions.
I understand that in terms of financing for the home, the bank is requesting this change because they don't want to have the business and the house on the same piece of property that they're going to finance.
I believe that's correct, and the applicant can probably provide some details.
Yes,
sure. Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, to answer your question is yes. I didn't realize when I first bought the property that I have to be doing this. And it was at the advice of my lawyer and my accountant at the time of purchase to deed it into an LLC. And when I first came to this idea, I thought the family division was going to be the division for me. However, I learned that I can't family divide a business. So that's when I fell into having to do the minor subdivision and without having to re-deed everything. So that's kind of where I am now. The bank, I can't, since it's commercially owned, I can't do a residential loan and a commercial piece of property.
Correct. That's sort of the catch-22.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any other questions?
Include us?
Not yet. Anybody on the board has any questions? Would you like to ask this young man a question?
Oh, sorry. I would. We live at 2171, which is right across the road from Mr. Reese's business. My first concern is, will your driveway for your residential place stay where your driveway is now for your business? You plan on using the same entrance?
The same thing.
Because it's a really, as you know, it's a terrible road through there. The traffic is awful. People speed through there all the time. And so coming in and out any closer to the hill or the curb would really be treacherous.
Well, I don't think any further south on that map VDOT would allow me.
Okay.
Because that the entrance there was strategically placed because I've got, I think it was
whatever the
400, 700 feet, whatever it was for the requirement.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't have another entrance onto Paynes Mill. I would use the one that's currently there.
And our next concern is I would like to revisit some things that were brought up in your 2014 special use permit. Our concern at this point is that will this really be a subdividing? Will you legally have that property as a subdivision, which meant if something comes up and you don't build your home on that land, can you sell that land to another business? I just envision another trash collection business or something else coming in.
Hold on just a minute. If the lady could identify herself and speak to the board.
Yeah, I was also curious if you can help us identify where you're...
Okay, Pam Gregory. I said I live at 2171 Paynes Mill Road, which is right across from the business.
So on the map, Brad, could you show us on
If
the
you
map,
go back to the picture...
Please. We're almost directly across from the building.
We're right across from the building, not as driveway, but as building.
Right
there, yeah. That's our place. That's our spot. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
That is our real concern, is that we don't want to be revisiting this issue 4 years from now when Mr. Reese decides he really doesn't want to live on the property and he doesn't want to build a home there. Will we be coming up again, with a special use permit for him to sell this property to somebody who's going to collect trash, condense cars, another business.
I think that's probably a better question for a member of the Planning Commission. Is that right? Or do you, Fred? Because the special use permit is unique to this business owner, correct?
Right. Yeah, it's an
agricultural. That's how I understood.
First question is subdivision.
Right.
The subdivision would, it's going to create two lots, and there's not going to be anything that constrains this owner to keep those two lots forever.
Right.
He can change his mind or whatever it might be over the years, it might change the situation. So it could be sold. And what would happen to it after that is another question.
Right.
It could be a special use permit applied, or it could be rezoned, whatever. But there's nobody that can guarantee what's going to happen to it.
But I guess to Mrs. Gregory's question, if I was going to put in a trash business there, I would have to come back.
You would have to come to, as the new owner, you would have to come before the board and get a special use permit.
Right.
Mr. Reese can sell it to anyone he wants to sell it to.
Yeah, it's going to be nothing more than a regular lot. That's all it is.
Right. Once he gets his variance done, he could sell that lot to anyone in the world. But whoever bought it, if they want to do anything other than put a home on it, they would have to come before the board and get a special use permit. That's our primary concern right there.
Well, I mean, they could do anything that they have by right in agricultural zoning to do. So there are many things they could do, just like he could do or you could do if you owned it. So,
but because of the reason we're asking, it's a residential community. It was a residential community. He built a business in the middle of a residential community. And we don't want to see any more businesses built in our road
strip
across the street from our house. And the road is already too busy. The speed limit needs to be lowered. The people come through there at 60 miles an hour all the time.
But should that happen, then you would have the right to come and object. Mm-hmm. And more neighbors.
I will say that we have been pleasantly surprised at the business being across the street from us. We dreaded it. We didn't want it there. But Mr. Reese's employees, they have been very quiet. They have obeyed the limiting hours of operation. They have not made any trash on the road. There's not been any kind of a disturbance. So the only negative I have about the process is that his screening that was put up in 4 years is still about this tall. But, you know, that's something we have to live with. So it has not been as bad as we expected. So I will say thank you for that.
But I do not want another business. Yeah.
We'd rather not have another business there.
I'm on the Board of Zoning Appeals, so I'm not an attorney. But there are businesses, and they're limited, but there are some businesses that have by right in an agricultural area.
Right.
So that is, and that's where your zoning is. But this business obviously needed an SUP, so if somebody wanted to start a second landscape business on this new lot, they'd have to have an SUP.
Same price.
And if somebody wanted to start something more intensive, they'd have to get it rezoned.
Is the driveway going to be on the existing property for the...
It's the same driveway.
So if they sold the lot, they would have to use his driveway to go to their business or whatever.
I don't know that that's the case. I can't tell you that. But
that would be a decision for the Department of Transportation with regard to site distance.
Primarily, but if there are two lots there, each lot is going to be presumptively have a right to a driveway. Mm-hmm. So they would not be...
Presumptively, if you have site distance.
Right. Site, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, the resident engineer could force your hand with regards to an easement.
It's not hard to get site distance for a single-family residence.
Right.
So it would be harder for a business.
Correct.
Well, and also with a special use permit, there are several conditions that have to be met on a continuous basis so that if there was another business that came in, there would be conditions set on that as well.
These are questions.
Right.
It's my understanding from what I've been listening to, that from the Zoning Appeal Board point of view, we can't really address or be concerned with some future use of the remaining residual acres. That the business is there and it has a SUP, and whatever they put on the 8 acres as a house, all as we're saying is, can they shrink their road frontage by the 6 feet required? I think that's all we're supposed to be addressing.
Less than four. But it doesn't hurt to, you know, allay or fuel fears, whichever the case may be. And then I think maybe the point of her question is, does this SUP convey to this new, assuming the bigger piece is a new parcel? That's how I'll term it. Does this SUP convey to that? Does this SUP stay with the current property?
I think it would go. It would go to both.
I don't think you're right.
Okay. Fred, are you sure of that? That it would go to both? I don't think so.
It goes with the land.
It goes with the present land, but if they subdivide it...
Same land. For the purposes of the permit, it's one parcel. If it's divided, it'll be two parcels, but the permit goes with the land.
So he doesn't have to come back and ask for a permit to build another business on that property?
As long as it met his SUP.
Well, I guess, yeah, I'm like Dr. Von Kesseling, Fred. I guess my interpretation of the SUP, and I'm looking at the Planning Commission members too in the room, or former Planning Commission members, without putting anybody on the spot, is that the SUP is unique to Bella Terra Landscapes, correct?
No. It goes with the land.
Runs with the land until it's revoked.
Yes.
Or he, as an applicant, chooses to change.
It's an unusual circumstance because it's not terribly common that a parcel that's subject to an SUP is divided like this. But I think I'm reasonably confident of my opinion.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
That's new to me, and I appreciate knowing it.
So does that mean that the Bella Terra business could be also extended to the remaining parcel where the house is going to be?
Yeah.
It means that any business could be built there.
Not any.
No.
Not any.
No.
It goes with the land, isn't that?
But special use permit is very specific.
It's
so
for his business, and that's it.
It's very specific for the uses.
The kind of uses that are also permitted by these are by right, not by special permit. And I'm not going to read all of them because there are some obvious, like conservation areas and stuff. But the commercial type uses are family daycare homes, home occupations, temporary sawmills, non-commercial cemeteries, non-commercial greenhouses, private kennels. I don't think we're going to have any marinas on there. Private recreational shooting, minor utilities, temporary wood storage, group homes, manufactured homes, mobile homes. That's about it. There's other things, agriculture and farm sales.
But that's irrespective of an SUP.
What I just read you does not require an SUP.
It doesn't require anything.
Those are by right. And of course, the residential uses are also permitted.
Does that address your question adequately or not?
I think so. No one can predict what's going to happen in the future. No one can predict what happens 6 months from now. I know your concern tonight is merely to help Mr. Reese get his less than 4 foot approved so he can get his home built. We just wanted to bring up other issues that we were concerned with from the 2014 SUP, because we don't want to create a problem. We don't want to make it difficult for him. If they want to live there, we are happy that they're going to come there and build a home, but we just didn't want to revisit the 2014 debacle again. That was our primary concern, and I know you can't predict the future and tell us it's not going to happen. So,
well, thank you, because you've given us an education.
Yeah, inadvertently taught us something.
Harold, quick question, and this is for the applicant. Mr. Reese, have you, is there any, I mean, in your letter to Brad, you alluded to trying to seek some remedies. Is there something you can share with us tonight about that?
Well, it was, I think Brad even made the suggestion is to, well, to achieve, and also my surveyor, Tim Stanley, was like, well, I've got to try to somehow get to 300 feet. And Tim especially had seen this before, and a lot of times you ask your neighbor to purchase the property. And I approached both neighbors who I'm very friendly with, and neither of them, you know, had basically took my offer, even after telling them that I would, you know, pay for everything, or a land swap where I'd get 3 feet here and I'll give you 3 feet in the back. It was never an option.
Okay, thank you.
And I assume you, if there were any other remedies in the current code, you would have suggested them. Obviously, road frontage is a requirement, so you can't carve off the back piece and give them an easement.
Well, you could for a family division.
Right, but it's not. Yeah, in this situation, you can't do any of that.
As long as it's owned by not a natural, something other than a natural person, family division would apply.
And you covered that in your letter, that changing this from your LLC to your name itself is an issue.
Right. I mean, there were not many options. One option is to re-deed everything back into my name, but then that would call the note on the loan.
Anybody have any other questions? Having no questions, you may sit down.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Is the board ready to vote on this?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Do I hear a motion?
I hear a motion that we approve the additional fee as in the, somebody will have to read it. I can't read it with these glasses. You have the suggested motion.
I do.
It's right up on the
No, I just can't see it with these glasses. I brought the wrong ones. Oh, it's on the board. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we need to have it read, correct?
Go ahead. That's preferred.
No, I guess.
Okay. I move that we approve BZA 1801, a request for a variance to Flavanna County Code Section 22-4-3C of the zoning ordinance to allow for the reduction of the minimum frontage required along a public road from 300 feet to 296.59 feet for the purpose of subdividing 8.869 acres from an existing 11.558 acre parcel, being tax map 4, section 8, parcel 38.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. I think that's it. If somebody else has something else we don't know about.
We could have a motion to adjourn.
Hang on. Brad, do you anticipate anything in March?
No.
Just from a scheduling? I mean, it would be on the radar right now, wouldn't it? Okay, thank you.
For next November. Year.
Or November, yeah. November.
Mr. Zimmer will be missing then, probably, right?
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.